Welcome to In Season, exploring farming and gardening in the Lower Columbia Pacific region. I'm your host, Teresa Retzloff. A bouquet of fresh flowers is one of the best gifts anyone can give or receive, almost guaranteed to put a smile on the face of both giver and receiver, even if the receiver is just yourself. These days, it's easier than ever to buy fresh flowers straight from the farmer who grew them, who more often than not is also the florist transforming those beautiful flowers into a lovely bouquet. My guest today, Kathleen Barber of Erica's Fresh Flowers in Warrenton, grows some of the most beautiful flowers I've ever seen, and what she does with them is delightful, from a simple market bouquet to elaborate arrangements. I hope you enjoy our visit as much as I did. I wish that I could describe to you, show you a picture of where I'm standing, because I'm standing in the middle of the most charming little flower farm in Warrenton, talking to Kathleen Barber of Erica's Fresh Flowers. Welcome to In Season, Kathleen.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, and I'm happy to be here at your farm. It's so wonderful. It's a beautiful day. We have your ducks gently quacking in the background and birds twittering and so many flowers growing and blooming and on their way. Tell us a little bit about this place and how you got started growing flowers.
Well, I started my business 11 years ago after my daughter Erica was selling bouquets at a flower stand that she was picking from my mother's garden.
And this is where Erica's Fresh Flowers comes from.
Yeah. Yes, yes. We were named kind of accidentally by a friend of ours who also lived in Astoria and had a floral shop. And so we just became Erica's Fresh Flowers.
Nice. And how long have you been actually farming and growing flowers here at this location?
11 years.
11 years.
Yes. Started out just small, doing some bulk flowers, and then it has grown every year into something else.
And you have a flower stand up at the head of your road. You've done a flower stand for a lot of years, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I did that with some extra flowers that I had left over from events or whatever I was doing. Stuck them there.
Well, and you have proximity. You're quite close to the cemetery in Warrenton.
Yeah. Yeah, that's helpful. But a lot of my clients are locals who know me. My mom had a flower stand for 50 years.
50 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So flower growing is in your blood.
Yes. My aunt had a flower stand in Seaside where she lived also.
Wow. So you came by growing flowers just naturally. It was inevitable.
Right. As a child, my parents always rototilled a little plot for me. I got my Ed Hume seed packets, picked them out from the store, and they let me plant my own garden.
So there's a big difference between being a gardener and being a farmer. That's a transition that I think you really have to change how you think about how you're growing things, especially if you're looking to produce seasonal bouquets. When did that shift really start to happen for you, and has that been a difficult transition going from being a gardener to being a flower farmer?
Well, 11 years ago when I started, there wasn't very many flower farmers. Now there is quite a few. There's farmer florists that are also, like myself, farming to use your own flowers and your floral designs. And just learning how to grow in succession. What to grow is a big thing, you know, for your climate, what's going to sell, what holds up, what people are looking for in design work.
Because that's always a challenge. There's so many trends in flowers, and like what flower bouquets were popular maybe 11 years ago when you started must be totally different in some ways from what's popular now.
Oh yes, the trends, it's constantly changing. People, you know, posted on, you know, Pinterest, and then, you know, like the Cafe Au Lait Dahlia, it goes, you know, viral, and that's still a popular one, and I grow lots of it.
Yeah, because, that's a beautiful dahlia.
Oh yeah, I love it.
And dahlias do so well in our region.
Well, that one stays in the hoop house.
Yeah.
I don't want anything happening to that dahlia.
Well, and that's another thing, too. So you do have a couple of small hoop houses here. And that is, I mean, I imagine, I know for me on my farm, one of the biggest challenges in selling, in promising anyone flowers is because I'm growing all my flowers outside. And if you get a big rainstorm the day before you've got to cut, it can be tragic. So you've made a commitment to growing inside for some of your flowers. Which ones do you grow inside?
I grow the Cafe Au Lait Dahlias. Lysanthus, that's a new one for me this year. A lot of flower farmers are growing it because When you can do it on a smaller production scale, you're going to get a really quality flower. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful, and the seed companies are always coming up with new varieties. And it lasts for, 10 to 14 days in a vase. People want it for wedding work. I grow some sunflowers, some early sunflowers.
Mm-hmm. Did I see sweet peas in there?
And sweet peas. Oh, I'll have a batch of early sweet peas in there. Snapdragons, all my heirloom chrysanthemums.
And those are so beautiful. Tell me a little bit about the heirloom chrysanthemums. They don't really flower until the end of the season, right? August, September?
September through December. Oh,
they are, the color palette.
Oh, yeah.
They're amazing.
Antique-y colors, or, I added more yellows, so more bright, so more colors around mm-hmm. fall. Also some pinks, uh-huh. but you're going to have the antique-y mauve-y pinks, too.
Yeah.
And, the different spider mums.
Yeah.
But then, stuff that you don't usually see in regular grocery store.
Do you think that there's been, have mums gone through one of those kind of revivals of interest? I think for a long time people were very disparaging about mums, and now it's like they seem very trendy again.
They are, and I think that's thanks to, the flower farmers who are, trying to get some of these flowers that have more or less went extinct when the American big flower farmers, mm-hmm. Everything was shipped south,
yeah.
and those ones went out of business. So we've, scavenged trying to find some of these things. Another one that we're trying to bring back is carnations.
Oh, God, carnations are so amazing.
Oh, yeah, if we can get our hands on some heirloom carnations. I know some people are trying to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
They have it in England and some,
yeah.
New Zealand, but we're having a hard time getting them here in the United States.
Well, and those are flowers too. I think that they really, for a long time, people were like, carnations just seem like that cheap sort of throwaway flower. But when you get a really beautiful variety of carnations, some of the colors and the striping you can get and the fragrance is unbelievable.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for that. I think we're working on trying to get some growers to... Uh-huh.
To start propagating and get those.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That would be so great. I just have to interject and say, if you're hearing little quacking noises in the background, it's because Kathleen's delightful ducks. What variety is this? What breed is this?
They're Anaconas. And they were all named after some of my flower farmer friends.
Really?
I have Raindrop from Raindrop Farms, Florette from Florette Flowers, Flurry from Flurry Floral Design, and the other one, Berry from Bear Mountain.
Oh, they are adorable and very interested in what we're doing.
Yes, they're very social.
Do they get free reign over the outside of your...
Yes, you can see eggs. Just lay an egg wherever you want to lay eggs.
But they don't get to go inside the greenhouses.
No,
yeah.
they want to, but
yeah. They don't well, they get could do a do number that. On all of your little flowers right away.
Well, they got in yesterday and they started plucking out plants from my plug trays.
Mm-hmm.
That was an accident. I wasn't home when they were doing it. I bet they were
tricky.
Having a great time.
I know. They're giving me a look right now, like, let me in. So you grow all these flowers, and it's not just flowers that most people think of as flowers, but like lots of shrubs for like green filler material and grasses and all kinds of different things. I just am looking around and seeing so many things. How do you decide?
Textures are probably my most favorite thing to grow. And I grow what I like. I've just developed that over the years. I'm mm-hmm. just growing what I like to use.
Mm-hmm.
And so I try new things, and some work out. Most of them work out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some don't. But I know that's why, everything's kind of like a modge podge in here. People think I grow this beautiful manicured garden, and I don't. I just, when I get a plant, I just try to fit it in wherever I can.
It is pretty wild, but it's beautiful, I think, in that. And, in some ways for me, the wildness, I would feel more comfortable like whacking away at things because there's this wildness, and you can just like, I'm going to hack this down and put it in a book and see what happens.
And
you get more like some of the branches that grow, you get more like twistiness and unusual angles.
Right.
That you can then use.
That's what I love using, branches that fall off the tree and moss and mossy branches and, whatever twigs mm-hmm. I can find. I used an antler in arrangement.
You used an antler?
Yeah. This week, an antler. I've always wanted to use it, and I finally did. I was so excited about that.
Wow. I haven't heard of that before. That's pretty unusual. But
yeah.
So but very appropriate around here. I mean, antlers are definitely one of the found objects in our region.
Right. Anything I can find, you know, out there in the woods, I'll try to use.
So tell me a little bit about the arranging that you do. So you have a studio here, where and you, so you are what I think is now called a farmer florist.
Farmer florist.
That is mm-hmm. the terminology now. So you grow the flowers, but then you are also the arranger. So you're not selling your flowers wholesale to another florist. You're using them yourself in your own design.
Correct. Yeah, I just decided that I get more out of it designing with my own flowers. I know where the flowers have been. I know they don't have pesticides mm-hmm. on them, and I know they're fresh. They're from, mm-hmm. you know, I've conditioned them myself. I do, you know, get some from other flower farmers mm-hmm. when I don't, you know, need certain things because I don't grow like thousands of tulips. Mm-hmm. But most of the stuff, you know, comes right from here that I've grown, started from seed
mm-hmm.
or bulbs or shrubs or mm-hmm. whatever. And I really find the pleasure in making a piece of artwork from my floral material.
So where do you sell your flowers at? I mean, I know you do flower bouquets at certain stores in town. Maybe talk a little bit about where your flowers are for sale.
I sell market bouquets mm-hmm. at the Astoria Co-op.
Mm-hmm.
I also have businesses that I arrange for, mm-hmm. like the Three Cups Coffee House, and I have a couple others.
And so those are like you do floral arrangements that they then have on display in their stores.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. For themselves or,
you just know. To make their places look beautiful.
Right. The customers love it. My yeah. bookkeeper says it makes everybody happy during tax time to walk in and see beautiful flowers. And so, yeah, I mean, it just changes everybody's perspective, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I also have my flower subscriptions where a person purchases 5 months
uh-huh.
of ahead of time. That gives me some capital to buy uh-huh. the seeds and the plants.
Yeah.
And they get a bouquet each month from May to September.
Oh, nice.
And I have...
That's like the CSA model, that Community Supported Agriculture, yes. basically, yes. but with flowers instead of vegetables.
Flowers.
That's yep. so great.
And people are really looking forward to that. I've been doing that for like 3 years. And I have, you know, almost all my reoccurring customers and added more.
Nice.
And people are looking forward to it. It starts next month. And
oh, wonderful. And for 5 months?
5 months through September.
Through some beautiful months of flower growing.
Yes. Yeah. and they're not going to be, you know, flowers that they'll find, you know, in the grocery store or anywhere
Absolutely
else.
Not. And so fresh, too. I mean, that has a lot to do with how well a bouquet lasts, is the freshness of the flowers, you know, when they're not being shipped from South America.
Right.
You know, so by the time you get them, they're already over a week old.
Exactly. Yeah. And you don't know what's on them.
Because, you know, it's terrible when you really start to read about the commercial floral industry, how much herbicides and pesticides are used on those flowers.
Right. And everything I grow here is just with maybe some kelp extract and some beneficial insects.
Yeah.
And the ducks are supposed to take care of the rest.
Well, it looks like they're really going to town and finding all your spring slugs. They seem very happy right now.
We're going to take a break now to remind you that you're listening to Coast Community Radio on KMUN 91.9 FM and KTCB Tillamook at 89.5 FM, and we're streaming live at coastradio.org. If you're just joining us for In Season, this week we're talking with flower farmer and florist Kathleen Barber of Erica's Fresh Flowers in Warrington.
So do you do any weddings? I know that's a big thing that people do, a lot of flower florists do. How do you feel about weddings?
I do weddings. I, you know, do some small ones. I do a lot. I have a few destination brides mm-hmm. this year.
Okay, explain what a destination bride is.
Well, we have this beautiful area to get married in, and they,
They want to come here and get married.
They've came here maybe, you know, as a child, and they're like, oh, I really want to get married in, you know, on the coast in Oregon. And they find me, you know, I fit their style
mm-hmm.
and that's how I, you know, they most brides find me on the, you know, the internet, on my social media.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have, you know, people that live here
And so there's some word of mouth that goes out too.
Oh yeah.
I know I've recommended you to brides a lot. I just didn't know if beautiful flowers. I mean, super beautiful flowers.
Thank you. Brides like that loose look. That's kind of my style.
Mm-hmm. Or that kind of casual beach wedding.
Right. Or, you know.
Or country wedding.
Bohemian type wedding. Exactly. And so I do lots of textures. And they really like that style. And
I've seen photographs that you've posted of floral headdresses and crowns. Are those fun to make or are they just a pain? Because they're so beautiful and I would love to make more. They seem so cool.
Almost all my weddings, well, half include a floral crown of some sort. And that's another reason why they seek me out. Uh-huh. I do have those, you know, on my website as part of my promotion. And I made them for my friends at Three Cups of Coffee for different occasions, and the girls really loved wearing them. And they're fun to make.
I think one of the challenges for me has always been because those are flowers that are just not in water at all,
right?
And they're like the stems have got to be pretty short, and they're sitting on top of somebody's head. How do you keep them lasting throughout a wedding?
It's hopefully choosing the right type of flower. Mm-hmm. You make them like the day before. Mm-hmm. Mist it, you know, they got to be misted, refrigerated, and they're not going to, you know, last for a couple days. But I've tested some, and I've had them sit out on my counter, and so everything, I pretty much know what's going to last, and that's what I kind of steer them towards.
There's certain flowers that work better.
Right. I've done all ranunculus ones, which were just beautiful. And that's what's in season right now for me is ranunculus.
Oh, they are the most yummy flower.
And they'll last the whole day.
Yeah.
They, you know, I mean, they're spring flowers. And spring around here doesn't get too hot. So I suppose if we lived in Southern California, it would be a different story.
It might be a very different story.
So, yeah.
One thing I know that a lot of people, you know, are curious about is when you buy a bouquet at the store or at the market or wherever they buy a bouquet from you, how do you make that last as long as possible? You know, I think that that's something that people often feel disappointed about. It's like, well, I bought these flowers, I brought them home, and then they just died. So what do you think are some of the mistakes that people make maybe when they bring a flower bouquet home, and what can they do to make them last longer?
Cut the stems. Mm-hmm. Clean vase with, you know, fresh water. Mm-hmm. And then just change it, like, every couple days if you can. I know people forget, or at least put, you know, more water into it when it, I have went to get my bouquets, you know, from wherever my business is, and like there's no water in the vase. So people forget, you know, water is very important for flowers. And once the stem dries out, you're pretty much, that's
done.
Yeah, it's done. People think you can add more water to it to revive it, but that's not the case with most flowers.
So you couldn't just recut the stem and then have it keep drawing water? Once it's pretty much gone.
If it's sat a whole day without water, probably not.
Yeah.
You might get lucky. Yeah. I wouldn't recommend it.
So if you're going to buy flowers at the store and then you've got like another 4 hours of shopping to do, you know, you should probably buy your flowers at the end of your day rather than at the beginning and leave them sitting in your car.
Exactly. Or if you've got a water bottle, which everybody does in their car, maybe, you know, and a little grocery bag, you know, a plastic grocery bag, you can fill it with a little bit of water and stick the flowers.
Yeah, stick the flowers. So just keeping them hydrated. And what about sunlight? I mean, can you set them in the sun or should they not be in the sun?
I wouldn't put them in the sun. I know everybody wants to put them in a window, but really it just, you know, makes the bacteria grow in the water and the flowers fade quicker. Not on a hot TV.
Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah, that's something to think about. Like, what surface are you setting it on?
Right.
If that surface is hot, the water's going to get warm.
Exactly.
And they like a cooler water.
Right.
How do you feel about flower food or additives?
Flower food, if, you know, you can use that. It helps to keep the bacteria, you know, down in the water. I just use just straight water. Mm-hmm. I've done all sorts of tests. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, wants to figure out how do you make a cafe au lait dahlia last longer than 3 days.
So yeah,
I have found just put them in cold water in the beginning and just change the water. Dahlias really make up water.
Yeah.
And sunflowers. Those are, you know, they really get the water nasty. So you just have to change it every day would be good, every couple days.
Yeah. Just taking all the water out. rinse the vase out and then add fresh water and bring the flowers back. Would you recut the stems at that point?
You can. Mm-hmm. I mean, I try to make it as painless as possible on customers. You know, yeah, you could do all that. Or you could just buy more flowers from me. Mine are pretty much going to last, 7 days.
Yeah.
I've had customers, you know, say, oh, they lasted 2 weeks. And you just pull out the spent flowers. I put enough in there in different stages that really you should be able to get like 7 to 10 days out of a bouquet and still, you know, be able to enjoy it.
Yeah. If you just continue to pull out the flowers that are fading.
Right.
So talk about the time. So if people have gardens at home that they want to cut from, is there a stage of the flower's growth that I know it depends on the flower, but generally speaking, when would you advise is a good point to cut a flower at? When it's just beginning to open? When it's fully open? It depends on the flower. You're looking at me like, it depends. And I know this. I know. I'm like trying to be the good reporter, and I'm asking a question that I know the answer to, because it really depends on the flower.
It does.
And you have to know the flower.
Yeah. I belong to a Facebook group, our flower farmers, and people ask that question every day. They post a picture of a flower. What stage do I cut this at? It's kind of funny because, you know, everybody learns. Cut it, then you learn.
Yeah.
Oh, it was open too far, or it wasn't open long enough.
Because some flowers, you can cut them when they're still pretty closed and they will continue to open.
Right.
But others, if you cut them when it's still pretty closed, that's it. It's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah,
further.
They say that about dahlias. You can't cut them when they're closed. I mean, I've cut some and they've opened.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't assure that that's going to happen 100% of the time.
Yeah. I wonder if sometimes it's a little bit like, you know, tomatoes or other things like that, where if it's just gone far enough and it's ripening, it's going to keep going.
Right.
But if it hasn't quite hit that threshold and you cut it or you pick it, it's like you're going to just sit there and not go any further.
Right. But, you know, I like flowers at different stages.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind having a dahlia in a bud and having some open.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll do that in my designs.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do.
Yeah.
But there are some flowers that will just flop right over because their stem won't get hydrated enough.
Yeah.
And hydrangeas, don't even get me started on that one.
So just experiment.
Total guessing game.
Yeah. So do you have a favorite flower?
I have ranunculus right now. It's always like,
it's a seasonal thing.
Yeah, it's a seasonal thing. I think pansies are always like my very favorite.
They are so beautiful.
I just love their
little
faces.
Different faces.
Oh, yes. And yeah, I would have to say pansies are my all-time favorite. But
and it's interesting to me because how do you use that in a bouquet?
Actually, I just saw a blog where they were just pansies in all these different arrangements.
Whoa.
And I had to comment because pansies is my favorite.
Yeah, you can get some that have longer stems.
Yeah, but people do design with pansies.
Wow.
And they make just cute little nosegays or little, you know, like in a footed vase. Or, yeah.
Oh,
they're really cute.
I know. Oh, don't get me going.
I know.
Them too. Roses, do you grow roses out here?
I have tried.
And they're kind of heartbreaking out here at the coast.
I've spent hundreds of dollars on roses, and I've given up.
Yeah.
We have volunteers like that one over there, and it gets beautiful rose hips.
Hips are beautiful in arrangements.
So rose hips, I grow them for hips.
Yeah.
Unless the deer eat them.
Yeah.
That was the other thing. I can't count on it. If I get a couple stems of rose hips to put in my fall arrangements, I'm really happy. But, you know, the deer are going to jump over the fence. They're going to eat all of that later in the season. So I don't even get my hopes up.
So what are you looking forward to this year? Are you trying anything new?
Well, I'm working on my photography. I really love to create arrangements or take pictures of flowers and use that in with my marketing.
And but you said you were telling me earlier you've branched out into doing portraits.
Yes. So
that's another business of yours as well.
Yes, I also have a photography business where I take family portraits and portraits of women. That's another focus of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Erica's Fresh Flowers needs a photographer, I also can do that.
It's pretty convenient to be your own photographer.
Yes, yes. That's kind of what happened. That's how I branched into that. And I decided I really love it.
So it fulfills you on a lot of different creative levels.
Yes, I have to stay creative.
Yeah.
And if I can't, you know, do flower farming, I have another career.
But you'll probably always grow sunflowers.
Oh, yes. Ranunculus.
If nothing else. Yes. Okay, so you do have a favorite.
Today.
Today. So if people want to buy flowers from you, how do they find you? I know you have a lot of different social media. You are the most amazing and impressive person for managing all your social media. So I want you to take a little bit of time and tell people all the different ways that they can get a hold of you if they're interested in connecting with you for flowers for any reason at all. So tell us how to find you.
I have my website, ericasfreshflowers.com, and that's Erica spelled with a K. And I also have my Facebook, Erica's Fresh Flowers, and Instagram, at Erica's Fresh Flowers. And
do you do Pinterest?
I do.
Uh-huh.
I believe that's under Erica's Fresh Flowers also.
Okay. And so through any of those contacts, people could find you and inquire about flowers. Or they could go to the Astoria Co-op during... And when are your flowers available for sale there? What months generally are you selling flowers there?
Well, I started in February, and right now I'm kind of waiting for some other flowers to kick in, so it might be kind of sporadic until the season really picks up towards May.
Mm-hmm.
May through, I think we can go all the way through October with chrysanthemums.
Oh, beautiful.
And sunflowers and fall foliages and amaranthus, and I just love all that stuff.
Oh, God, so beautiful. I know. I'm so envious. There's so many things that you can grow here that I'm just like, oh, maybe I just need to do more flowers.
Come here and help.
Well, there is that. Yeah, and I mean, so you do this pretty much by yourself?
Yes, just me and my husband helps. He was really proud of himself. He planted most of my stuff in my hoop house, and it's doing really well.
He's a well-trained assistant.
Yes, he helps me with my drip watering system, and he put up all the hoop houses. So I do get some help from my family
and from the ducks.
And from the ducks,
who are incredibly charming.
They're really cute today.
They seem like a lot of fun to farm with.
Yeah, they're nice to talk to.
So I am so grateful for you taking the time to talk to us about growing flowers. This is so near and dear to my heart. I love flowers, and it's so fun to come here and be inspired by what you're doing. So thank you so much for doing this and sharing it with the community. You just do such beautiful arrangements out there.
Well, thank you, and thank you for coming.
I'm really grateful. And please, if you do have time, stop by one of the stores that Erica delivers flowers to, or go to the Astoria Co-op and pick up a bouquet. It's so worth it, and flowers just make people happy.
They do.
And I've never seen someone buy a flower bouquet that's not smiling. So treat yourself and give someone you love some flowers.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kathleen. Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of In Season. Many thanks to our guest, Kathleen Barber of Erica's Fresh Flowers in Warrenton, for sharing stories about her flower farm and the wonderful plants she grows there. If you want to treat yourself or someone you love to one of her beautiful market bouquets, you can find them in season at the Astoria Co-op Grocery in downtown Astoria. If you want to get in touch with Kathleen, you can visit Erica's Fresh Flowers at their Facebook page or at their website, ericasfreshflowers.com. That's Erica with a K. I hope you can take some time this week to stop and smell the flowers around you, maybe plant some in your garden to pick for yourself later in the season, and savor the beauty that surrounds us here in this amazing region we call home. See you next time.